Okay. Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 18th of June, Tuesday class 2019. We now prepare for puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall proceed with the chanting. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjaya Moni Pho. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa. Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa. Namo Dizhang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onwards. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dhatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now you chant the padipa puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapa dipena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambo. 不当不加亚弥达摩奴当甘达桑巴拉尤提那多佩那行苏刚希那不加耶不加尼扬当不加巴加那摩特曼万那甘达古诺佩汤耶当古苏玛三塔听不加亚弥摩尼达瑟西里帕达萨鲁鲁嘿不杰弥不当古苏弥那内那不内那摩提那彻诃图摩康邦米拉雅蒂雅塔伊当米ヨタタヤティヴィナサバワンアディヴァセトノバンテニヤンパリカピタンアノカンパンウパダヤパティガンハトムタマンアディヴァセトノバンテพาเลปาริกาพิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาทิกันหาทุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตจานังปาริกาพิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาทิกันหาทุมุตตมังNow we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water.May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One.Who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers.May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born-free Nibbana, making of overall aspiration.By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculty of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception.Especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pujan.Buddhang Pujayabhi. Dhammang Pujayabhi.Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Just maintain attention, relax body and mind, then we will have half an hour of silent meditation. We will off the light. Okay, like I always say, you have to develop the meditation with understanding. Whatever you do, you base it on understanding, which is the right view with regards to the three nature's law or spiritual law of karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. Then you will be beautiful. So, right understanding or right view is very important. When we understand, we will know what to do. When we don't understand, there is ignorance, there is delusion. So, through our understanding of Dhamma Niyama, the essential Dhamma, we know the most important thing that one must develop is heedfulness, apamada. That's why the Buddha, before his passing away of parinibbana, he again advised the monk, apamadena sambadena, is it strive on with heedfulness? Because according to his Dhammapada verse 21, 22 and 23, he said heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. And heedfulness guarantees enlightenment. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. Whereas if you don't develop this quality of mind, if you are heedless, the heedless are as if dead. So to be heedful is according to Dhammapada verse 23, there are two parts. Constantly meditative and ever mindful means you have to train your mind to be mindful, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's why the first most important training is sati, mindfulness. So you need to train. If your spiritual faculties are there, the mental hindrance is to be, then naturally you are in a meditative state because sati is one of the spiritual faculties. But if you have yet to develop the spiritual faculty, then you may need an object of meditation or a skillful means to help you develop mindfulness or awareness. You can try the mind sweeping method, then combine with metta like we have done. Then when your mind quiet down, you can stabilize it with anapanasati or any object of meditation that you are familiar with. The purpose of all this object of meditation or methods and technique is to allow you to anchor the mind so that the mind does not heedlessly wander off, get lost in thought. So whatever method or technique you use, you need to stabilize that sati, means the mindfulness. You use your whatever method and technique or object of meditation just as a skillful means to anchor your mind so that it is aware of that object of meditation or that technique or method that you use. When you have that understanding, then meditation becomes easy. Then you just train, allow the anapanasati to go on until it becomes very quiet, very still, until your mind enters pasati, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. When you experience that, then you are in the meditative state. That is your true mind, that is your silent mind. That's how you use it to develop understanding, which is wisdom. So the second part is, after you have developed the ability to be mindful, after you have stabilized it to be ever mindful, you use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. And most of these Noble Eightfold Path factors, they are related to your daily life, daily activity. So in the former meditation, you are supposed to develop apamada, heedfulness, that's it. The first part, stabilize that mindfulness until it's ever mindful, so that your mind enters sati. Then every moment of sense experience, seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought consciousness, you are in sati. So everything you do is in sati. Your movement, your activity, they are all within your domain of meditation or sati domain. Means you are mindful of all this movement and activity. Then your daily mindfulness will come to be. When your daily mindfulness come to be, then you can be ever mindful in the midst of life. Then you use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, even lead to heedfulness. Then you are destined for enlightenment. While in the formal meditation, if your anapanasati has stabilized, then you silence everything and do more. Then you can shift your attention or awareness to your heart area. You just silence everything there. That awareness, which is already more refined, very sensitive, can detect whatever vibration or heartbeat that is around there. So you just silence everything and allow the silent mind to be with the phenomena. You can anchor it to your heartbeat. You just stay there, relax, aware, and maintain the awareness. The moment to moment arising and passing away of the heartbeat. Just stay there. All this, you will start to slow down until you become very quiet, very still. And as you go through this process, you will experience many good mind state, wholesomeness of mind state. Initially, when sati come in, you will experience a type of calm they call piti. Piti is a spiritual joy or spiritual calmness born of stability of mindfulness. When you are without thought and just aware, sati will be there. Then piti will arise. Then when you stabilize this piti by relaxing it into whatever mind state that arise, just relax. Then allow the mindfulness to continue. If you are using anapanasati, allow the breath to breathe in, breathe out naturally. Initially, you will experience long breath, very calm, very quiet, very peaceful. Then there is a lot of joy. Then as you progress, this piti will transform to become bliss. They call it sukhang. You will experience sukha, which is a blissful state of mind. This mind that is very blissful is a more refined type of calmness or peacefulness. Then this sukhang, if you allow it to pass, means continue, relax into it, and develop more and more stability of mindfulness until it becomes very quiet and very still. So from the long breath, it will start to slow down, until the breath becomes very subtle, like there is no more breathing. Then everything like stop. those who can be aware of the heartbeat to the heartbeat, like slow down until very, very subtle, like very difficult to be aware of or perceive. Don't worry. When this happens, continue to relax and silence. Stay there until your mind enters sati. Means the mind has realized the more refined sati. Then this mind suddenly can detect even the very subtle breathing or movement or whatever vibration. When that happens, your mind becomes like very sensitive. Then any slightest movement, you can detect it. It's like magnified. Then during this time, you like to meditate because like there is no pain. It's like you know how to relax into it, and there's a type of calmness energy, stillness energy that is very, very soothing. So that is what they call pasati, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. And that one can meditate. That one can understand many things. You just silent, don't do anything. The silent mind will develop its own understanding. Okay, I will let you meditate on your own. Then I will ring the bell after the 30 minutes is up. you can slowly, mindfully come out the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind state you need for your daily life. Okay. Turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakawalisu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokkhadang Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pajatang Veditabhu Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichipatipanno bhagavato Savakasango Yadidang Chattari Purisa Yogani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasango Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttarang punyaketang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Bedang Pujayami Dhammang Pujayami Sanghang Pujayami. Okay. will continue from where we stopped. Turn to page 481, chapter 33. So this chapter is based on the doctrine of karma and rebirth from the West. The Western understanding of rebirth and the Buddha's version of rebirth. The Buddha's version of rebirth is based on this law of karma. Jin Hao has to fix that camera. Somebody help to bring this chair over to this side. Now why you fix your camera? Okay, Brother Tiong to Freddy. Yeah, put here in the middle. Two of you carry. Easier, yeah. Easier. Two of them, easier. Yeah, put it somewhere here. Then I will come over. So, page 481. Chapter 32, a note on the doctrine of karma and rebirth in the West. So the doctrine of karma and rebirth is the keystone of the philosophy of Plato. Plato is an European. Beings are forever traveling through a cycle of necessity. The evil they do in one semicircle of their pilgrimage is expiated in the other. In the Republic, we find karma personified as Lachisi, the daughter of necessity, at whose hands disembodied beings choose their incarnation. Then there is this office, chooses the body of a swan. Then there is this Dasai, that of an ape. Then Agamemnon, that of an eagle. In like manner, some of the animals pass into man and into one another. The unjust passing into the wild and the just into the tame. So this is their belief. They came out with this philosophy. Plato is the very first, European who was given the recognition on the father of philosophy in the West. He got one disciple who is also very wise. I forgot his name already. His disciple make him famous. Anyway, that was, in the early day, the Western philosophy, they were basically based on the Greek mythology and other things, the Romans. In the period preceding the Persian War, the contact of the West with the East caused a revolt against the simple eschatology of Homer, and the search began for a deeper explanation of life. This quest, it is interesting to note, was begun by the Ionian Greeks of Asia Minor, who were influenced by India. Then Pythagoras, who was born in 580 BC, on the island of Samos, traveled widely and, according to his biographer, studied the teaching of the Indians. It was he who taught the West the doctrine of karma and rebirth. They must have got it from India. It is not too much, say Gabi in the Great Thinkers, to assume that the curious greed, who was a contemporary of the Buddha, means around the same time as the Buddha. Buddha was 543 BC. His one 580. He was about 30 over years later. Would have acquired a more or less exact knowledge of the East in that age of the intellectual fermentation through the media of Persia. Then they have this Hindu religion also, Bhagavad Gita. So rebirth as viewed by others. First is the Bhagavad Gita. As a man casting a worn out garment, take the new one. So the dweller in the body, casting off worn out bodies, enter into others that are new. For certain is death for the born, and certain is birth for the dead. So this is based on Bhagavad Gita. Then Herodotus, the Egyptian, propounded the theory that the human soul is imperishable, and that when the body of another one die, or anyone die, it enters into some other creature that may be ready to receive it. So this one is like the Christian theory. Then they have this Pythagoras theory. All have soul. All is soul, wandering in the organic world, and obey eternal will or law. Then Plato. Soul is older than body. Soul are continually born over again into this life. Then we have this Ovid on Pythagoras, translated by Drayden. Death, so-called, is but old matter dressed in some new form and in varied vast from, what is this word? Tenement. What is the meaning? To tenement. Dotos. Never mind. Just leave it. The soul is still the same. The figure only lost. And as the softened wax, new seals receive. This face assume, and that impression leave. Now called by one, now by another name. The form is only changed. The wax is still the same. So these are the various theory. Then to be born is to begin. To be some other thing we were not formerly. That forms are changed, I grant. That nothing can continue in the figure it began. So this one is by Scoffer. How to pronounce this last word? Hafsa. Hasha. Scoffer. Scoffen. Hosh. Okay. So according to him, he said, we find the doctrine of metapsychosis springing from the earliest and noblest age of the human race, always spread about in the earth as the belief of the great majority of mankind, nay, really is the teaching of all religion, with the exception of the Jews, and the two which have proceeded from it in the most subtle form, however, and coming nearest to the truth, as has already been mentioned in Buddhism. Accordingly, while Christianity consoled themselves with the thought of meeting in another world in which one regains one's complete personality and knows oneself at once, In these other religions, the meeting again is already going on, only incognito. In the succession of birth, those who now stand in close connection or contact with us will also be born along with us at our next birth, and will have the same or analogous relation and sentiments towards us as now, whether these are of a friendly or hostile description. Taught already in the Vedas, as all the secret books of India, metapsychosis is well known to be the kernel of Brahminism and Buddhism. It accordingly prevails at the present day in the whole of the non-Mahamadian Asia. Thus, among more than half of the whole human race, as the firmest conviction and with an incredibly strong practical influence, it was also the belief of the Egyptian from whom it was received with enthusiasm by Orphus, Pythagoras, and Plato, and Pythagoreans, however, specifically retain it, that it was also taught in the mysteries of Greece, undeniably follow the nine book of Plato's laws. The Eda also, especially in the Volosna, teaches metapsychosis. Not less was it the foundation of the Durus. According to all this, the belief in metempsychosis present itself as a natural conviction of man whenever he reflects at all in an unprejudiced manner. The world as will, as will and idea. Then they go on with him. Metapsychosis is the only system of immortality that philosophy can hearken to. Then there's another one, this realist. There is no system so simple and so little repugnant to our understanding as that of metapsychosis. The pains and pleasure of life are by this term considered as the recompense of the punishment of our action in another state. Then by Dante, and then son, who through thy mortal weight shall again return below. Then they got Emerson. We must infer our destiny from the preparation we are driven by instinct to have innumerable experiences which are of no visible value and which we may receive through many lives before we shall assimilate or exhaust them. Then Lessing, why should I not come back as often as I am capable of acquiring fresh knowledge, fresh experience? Do I bring away so much from one that there is nothing to repay the trouble of coming back? Then there is this Hartley, like the doctrine of evolution itself, that of transmigration has its root in the realm of reality. Everyday experience familiarizes us with the fact which are grouped under the name of heredity. Every one of us bear upon him obvious mark of his parentage, perhaps of remoter relationship. More particularly, the sum of tendencies to act in a certain way, which we call character, is often to be traced through the long series of progenitors and collaterals. So we may justly say that this character, this moral and intellectual essence of a man, does variably pass over from the fleshly tabernacle to another, and thus really transmigrate from generation to generation. In the new birth infant, the character of the stock lies latent, and the ego is little more than a bundle of potentiality. But very early, this becomes actuality. From childhood to age, they manifest themselves in dullness and brightness, weakness and strength, viciousness and uprightness. And with each feature modified by confluence with another character, if by nothing else, the character passes on to its incarnation in new bodies. The Indian philosopher called character as thus define karma. It is this karma which pass from life to life and link them in the chain of transmigration. And they held that it is modified in each life, not merely by confluence of parentage, but by its own act. Oh, they got so many. Tennyson. Or if through lower life I came, thou all experience past became. Consolidate in mind and frame, I might forget my weaker lot. For it's not our first year forget. The horns of memory echo not. Then there's another one, Wordsworth. Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our lifestyle star, had elsewhere its setting, and come from after, not in entire forgetfulness, and not in the utter nakedness. There's another one, surely. If there be no reason to suppose that we have existed before, that period at which existence apparently commences, then there are no ground for supposing that we shall continue to exist after our existence has apparently ceased. Then Professor Francis Bowen of Harvard University, in urging Christian to accept rebirth, writes, "Our life on earth is rightly held to be the discipline and a preparation for a higher and eternal life hereafter. But if limited to the duration of a single mortal body, it is so brief as it seems hardly sufficient for so great a purpose. 70 years must surely be an inadequate preparation for eternity. But what assurance have we that the probation of the soul is confined within such narrow limits? Why may it not be continued or repeated to a long series of successive generations, the same personality animating one after another an infinite number of tenements of flesh and carrying forward into each the training it has received, the character it has formed, the temper and disposition it has indulged in the steps of existence immediately preceding? It need not remember its past history even while hearing the fruit of the consequence of that history deeply ingrained into its present nature. How many long passes of any one life are now completely lost to memory, though they may have contributed largely to build up the heart and the intellect which distinguish one man from another? Our responsibility surely is not lessened by such forgetfulness. We still seem accountable for the misuse of time, though we have forgotten how or on what we have wasted it. We are even now reaping the bitter fruit through enfeebled health and vitiated desire and capacities of many forgotten acts of self-indulgence, willfulness, and sin. forgotten just because they were so numerous. If every birth were an act of absolute creation, the introduction to life of an entire new creature, we might reasonably ask, why different souls are so variously constituted at the outset? If metapsychosis is included in the scheme of the divine government of the world, this difficulty disappears altogether. Consider from this point of view, if everyone is born into the state which he had fairly earned by his own previous history, the doctrine of inherited sin and its consequence is a hard lesson to be learned. But no one can complain of the disposition and endowment which he had inherited, so to speak, from himself. That is, from his former self in the previous state of existence. What we call death is only introduction of another life on earth. And of this, be not a higher and better life than the one just ended. It is our fault. Then they have pre-existence. I lay me down upon the shore and dream a little space. I heard the great wave break and roar. The sun was on my face. My ideal hand and finger brown played with the pebble gray. The wave came up. The wave went down. Most thundering and gay. The pebble, they were smooth and round and warm upon my hand. Like little people I had found sitting among the sand. The grain of sand so shining small, soft through my finger ran. The sun shone down upon it all, and so my dream began. How all of this had been before, how ages far away, I lay on some forgotten shore, as here I lie today. The wave came up shining up the sand, as here today they shine, and in my pre-Palestinian hand, the sand was warm and fine. I have forgotten whereence I came, or what my home might be, or by what strange and savage name I call that thundering sea. I only know the sun shone upon me, as still it shines today. And in my fingers long and brown, my little pebble lay. Oh, I also cannot understand what he's trying to tell me. Let that end already. Oh, what is this chapter all about? I also cannot understand. Anyway, I think he's trying to introduce to us about the other religion or philosophers' understanding of rebirth. That's why the title funny, Doctrine of Karma and Rebirth of the West means nothing to do with Buddhism. And it's like they go through stages of human evolution. That's why you try to understand their thinking behind. Actually, they started off with very primitive thinking. Do you realize? Because they got no very clear or very strong understanding of what life is all about. So they speculate. And a lot of this speculation to me is very primitive, like very lacking in evidence, very lacking in understanding. Whereas you look at the Buddhist teaching, the actual teaching on this law of karma is one of the most complete and the best I have ever come across. What is your opinion? Have you all ever really thought about all this? Who are you? What are you? Is there such thing as rebirth? We have gone through earlier, So why not we use this as a discussion topic? We forget about the book. Yeah. Okay. Who wants to start? Yeah. Who wants to start? Huh? The mic is here. Raise your hand. Huh? What is your understanding of life? Are we here just for this life? Or do we have many, many lives before and a lot of future life? To put it in another way, based on your life experience, all the religion that you have come across, what are the various type of belief or philosophy or teaching that you have come across that are notable, worthwhile listening to? You have to try to stimulate your what they call, we have this mind capable of creativity. We can be very creative, and when the mind is creative, it has intelligence. It can develop understanding, and it can come up with a very clear understanding of the way things are. Coming back to the way things are, I think today somebody sent, I think one of Kayamita sent one very good video on this Christian. There's a black Christian, I think he's from Ghana, must be. But he is among so many Christians, I think he is the wisest though. Because he like wake up, then he really gave a very good speech. How many of you have listened to that video? Nobody? You're one only? What about the rest? You all didn't listen? I own it for you. You listen, then you tell me what you think. This guy is very wise. At least to that extent. Okay, you listen.
The Zambian government bishop sold the copper mines in northern Zambia to an outside consortium for $25 million. The copper mines for $25 million because they couldn't manage to keep them. The company that came in and took over the Zambian copper mines in 3 months made a profit of $75 million. They did not pay the Zambian government up front in cash for the mines. They were going to pay them over a period of time. Here we have this company that has an understanding of how things work, raised the money at the government's expense, took money that the company should have, the government should have been making, and gave it back to the government and said, we paid our debt in full, and give them now 0.006% of the proceeds of copper mining, when right outside the door there's people in poverty, people not eating, people ignorant, people dying, high levels of AIDS. And what's the deal? Churches are full, people are praising God, Africans pray all night. Prayer is not in the success equation. Prayer is in the revelation equation. Decision making is in the success equation. You have to make a decision and be sound. We have to be disciplined and make sure we go and get what God has called us to get. You can be full of the Holy Ghost, but you can still be ignorant. But as for me and my house, I will get understanding.
Understanding.
I will get understanding. I will get understanding. It's time now for us to rise up and be counted. This year, the country of Ghana turns 50. Ghana was born the same year we were born, in 1957. Ghana and South Korea had their independence dates on the same day, the same year. But look where South Korea is. South Korea is by nature not a Christian nation. South Korea by nature are Buddhists. China, which is the next large world economy, they have stated that in the next 10 years, 20% of the Chinese people will be multimillionaires. That means almost 450 million Chinese will be millionaires. They are not Christians, they are Buddhists. The Japanese are Shintoists. Those in Indonesia and Malaysia are Muslims. It's not about praising God and hallelujah and a great thank you, Jesus. It's about possessing an understanding as to how things work.
Good, eh? It's about possessing understanding of how things work. Means what? You have to understand how the world works. Means understand life. The nature's law that governs life and existence. So you understand how things work means you have the Dhamma, you have the truth. Then you can make a difference to your life. That's why your life will become different. It's not about prayer. It's not about how you do your whatever chanting or spiritual things. It's about doing things with understanding. Understanding is the most important. That's why I always advise you to do what? Meditate with understanding. Then cultivate with understanding. If you don't understand, you believe, you go and do, you're wasting your time. No tangible result. That's why he used the word ignorant. I didn't know the Bible got such code. The Holy Ghost and the know what. Then he said, we must go after understanding, not all the other things that leads to ignorance and all those things. So understanding is most important, and he put it quite well, understanding how things work. That's why he gave the example of the copper mine, you remember? If you have the understanding, you can turn that copper mine into a very lucrative type of business or investment. But because you don't have the understanding, through ignorance you don't know its value, you find it so difficult to manage what you do. They think of quick way to make money, so they indirectly sold it off to a private company. Here we call privatization. They privatize your copper mine for $25 million. And he told this Ghana government, I will pay you, but in stages, after I start the mine and all those things. Then in 3 months, they make $75 million. Buy 25, 3 months make 75. Then pay back the $25 million in installment stages. Then he say, I have clear all the debt. Then as I promise you, I pay you 0.006% of the copper mine business that I do. So every million they sold out of that copper mine, the government gets 0.006%. Even if you get 1%, it's only 10,000. Do you know that? For every million. If it's 0.006, how much do you think you get? Point 0.6 means 6,000, isn't it? 20 is divided by 100, you get $60 per million. So this is what this guy mean by, if you have understanding, you can turn things around. Wait.
Similarly, like Malaysia selling water to Singapore?
Not really. It's in a way looks similar, but you look at the point of the event. At that time, when they signed the contract, I think 1,000 gallons, they only sell to Singapore for 3 cents or what. Do you know during that time, it was before my father came to Malaysia, My father told me, 1 cent can buy things. That time money was very big. So 3 cent was actually not really like a very low figure to pay. Because later on I remember when I grew up, I graduated as a civil engineer and my first posting was to JKR Waterworks, where I worked in Waterworks. All the water you received came from the Selangor and PJ area, because we are the one that manage the reservoir, manage the treatment plant. We treat the river water or the catchment water. Then we supply you with potable, drinkable water. So the whole distribution network, the design of the treatment plant construction, then commissioning, then the distribution supply, everything we do. Then I check that time. Do you know the cost of water at that time was only, and that was the 80s, early 80s. Yeah, I graduated in 79. I joined JKR also 1979. 1,000 gallon, 150. And this is treated water, you know. But you sell to Singapore raw water, you know. So during that time, we also get a good bargain, because actually Mahathir, he is a very smart negotiator. He keep on harping on selling to him 3 cents. But do you know, Singapore undertaker to build the treatment plant, acquire the land, build the pipeline, then pump everything and send it to Singapore. Singapore built his own treatment plant, then treat the water, then send it back to Malaysia at 50 cents per 1,000 gallon. Is it expensive? Now you cannot get at 50 cents. You sell at 150. I think now it's 3 ringgit already, per 1,000 gallon. Now they go by meter cube, they're more smart. But our water is still cheap, isn't it? But what Patil don't like is, he knows Singapore use our raw water and sell it to the, they got a lot of these pots in there. You know the ports, where this big ship, or they call it the cruise ship, or they come, they do maintenance, they replenish. Do you know how much they pay for water or not? They pay by gallon or no? Not 1,000 gallon. No. Oh, and it seems Singapore charge them, I think during the early day was 20 sing per 100 gallon or per 1,000 gallon, I'm not very sure. It's not cheap. They charge them very high. That's why Mahathir say, how can I sell you 3 cents? You go and sell people 20 over, maybe 200 over sing for the same amount of water. But the agreement is the agreement, understand? Of course, you can negotiate to renegotiate on the rate. But similarly, Singapore can also tell him, okay, you sell me raw water at how much? Maybe you can increase to maybe 100 times. It cannot. 100 times only 3 ringgit. 3 cent, 100 times 3 ringgit. Maybe 1,000 times 30 ringgit. Then he say, when you sell me 3 cents, I sell you 50 cents. So how many times is that? 50 divided by 3. How many times? 50 divided by 3. 17 times, is that about? 17 times. So you charge them 30 ringgit. He's going to charge you 17 times, which is 500 ringgit. You want to pay, end of the day, you pay a lot more in the sana. So what he should actually negotiate with Singapore is, he said, whatever I supply to you and you supply back, that one I agree. But whatever beyond what I supply to you and you never send back to us through treated water, you go and sell somewhere else, I want to charge you a higher cost of my raw water. And that is reasonable. I think if you do that, Singapore will agree. Then they can actually have an amicable solution. But what is happening is the two of them, I think, they don't have technical people who understand all this. So they are just like refusing to budge. For Singapore, it's very standard. They go by the rule of law. So rule of law means what? Like Mahathir say, rule of law. Okay, go by contract, go by treaty. But Mahathir has his point where he said everything can be negotiated on the negotiation table. That's why in Japan he gave a very good speech. So all these are very, very meaningful. Okay, the water one finish. Just now we were at this Christian pastor. I think he has a point. He is wise enough to see the truth of things. Life is not what you think. To understand life, you need to understand how things work. That's why he quote the phrase from the Bible. You have to go for understanding. When you understand how things work, then you can make it work. And he quoted many of these economy that came up. And all this economy that came up, you know what are their value system. What are their value system? Especially you look at China. They are all with very good Buddhist value system. They talk about diligence. Means do things with sincerity, honesty, for the nation, no corruption and all those things. Then they go for meritocracy. People who are good, they come out. Then they establish the various type of model to find out which one is the best, which one serves them well. Then they look into all aspects, environmental. They also look at the what they call the economy of the nation and how to actually be fair to all the people. So those that are still poor, backward, they try to develop them. They try to support them. Then open up all this area. Give them job opportunity. Then of course they also develop a lot of social project like education, training. Of course you need all the various law to govern. Then their leaders must have certain qualities. You must not be arrogant, deceitful, or non-ethical and all those things. Then they got a lot of what they call our Buddhist understanding, means integrity, sincerity, and respect for fellow nation, fellow living being. That's why they always establish what they call trade relation. Then they go to the negotiation table and they negotiate. And just like what Martel stressed on earlier on, he said we are now in the 20th century. We are no longer like the primitive people. We are now educated. We are now more civilized. So we don't every time go to war and fight. If there's any dispute, we settle it on the negotiation table. We give and we take. Give and take attitude, compromising and all those things are very good negotiation tools and all those. Like what they say, whatever they can bring about benefits to both sides, win-win situation. Then trade should be such that it benefits both sides and it improves the world. It improves all nations. It's just like China, how they bring out poverty. Every year, they manage to reduce the number of poor people, poverty. And China was very successful in doing that. I think for the last few years, they have reduced poverty rate to such low rate. The country with almost 2 billion population. Is it 2 billion or less than 2 billion? I cannot remember how many billion population China has. Last time is 1 point something. Now? Still so low. Cannot be lah. When I study geography in Form 5 1971, it's already 1.3, 1.4. It cannot be the same. No, one child policy also growth rate there. Even one child policy, do you know? Let's say 20 over year or 30 year you marry, our life span is 75, and so one die, give birth to 3, and so on. There is still growth rate. Check, tell me. Oh, still 1.386. Then how did this fellow say 20%, 450 million? Maybe he got the population wrong. 1.38. 1.386. Oh, okay. So now at least we got a figure which is confirmed. Means their population didn't really grow that much. Ours, I remember, when I was in Form 5, you know Malaysia's population only how much? 10 million. No. 10 million was 1971. Now 30 over million. Is China that time 1 over B. Now should be 3 over B. 1.4 only. Means they didn't really grow. Maybe Yun Chan is right. Oh, Malaysia no policy. Malaysia, how many also? Okay. That's why when my father come over, he very happy. We got 9 brothers. And you all big family. That's why now you cannot blame why the population shoot out so fast. Same, because you have to maintain the same ratio. You know why our ratio reduced? Because Singapore break away. You must not forget that is a big chunk of them break away. But it's okay because at least now Malaysia Baru is good. Most important is GE14. We created history. We really, really created history. That's why our name Malaysia has now become very prominent. People know us. So now you say you're from Malaysia, everybody know you. They say your prime minister is fantastic. Everybody want to know the secret. And how we did it, the transition, without any death or any casualty or any trouble at all. it was a peaceful transition, despite the famous 1MDB. We got famous for a lot of things for the wrong reasons. That's why we always have the code name Malaysia Bully. This is a country that has all possibility. Everything also cannot. Everything also bully. Hey, as a small country, you will be surprised how blessed we are. Do you know we are the world top 5 in many things? Our country is very small, no? Palm oil, rubber, tin, even timber. We used to be rubber and tin, then now palm oil, then electronic, then timber. Then now also we have other type of industry. Then Musang King, we also, I think, king, number one. I think we are the top nation. Our climate is very suitable. They try to plant in Thailand, cannot. The flavor doesn't match ours. Ours, the fragrance, really different. They always say Malaysian durian. You want durian, you must come to Malaysia. Theirs is not so fragrant. Our soil is different. Our climate also, we are more humid. Then you look at badminton, squash, we are world beater, world champion. Then sometimes out of nowhere, one crazy guy will come out. So if you look at us as a very small nation, we are actually a very talented nation. And our people know a lot of language, do you know that? A lot of dialect. And we are so versatile. That's why they say our country is very unique. We are multiracial. So variety is the spices of life. So we actually, if we know how to make use of our strength from each and every race and community, we will become a very unique nation. And all this can translate into very tangible output for the country. We have a lot of talented people all over the world, actually. Even in the field of medicine and all those things, engineering also. Last time we got one professor, Chin Fang Ki. You all heard of him? Professor Chin Fang Ki. He is the first Malaysian, I think MU first batch. He has this professor emeritus. You know what is emeritus? It's a special title where recognized all over the world. Not conferred by our local university and all that. And because of his contribution to engineering, he was so good. Even the Kuala, they call it their very early civilization, or they were in this field of engineering long time, much, much longer than us. But he was able to come out with a lot of this theory about engineering foundation and all those things. That's why the Penang Bridge was built by him, without any VO or cost overrun. No need to change design and all those things. His design stand. And he's very good. South Korea, but they are the contractor. They are the contractor, the South Korean. But Professor Chin Fang Ki is the project director. They put him as the project director, the design, the chief design engineer, and also project director. He oversees the whole project. And his cost was so low. You know, he built the whole of that Penang Bridge, the first bridge, 800 over million only. No cost overrun, nothing. Now a very small bridge, they are talking about billion and billion. That's why I tell you. During the 60s and the 70s, when I was in MU engineering was MU engineering faculty and medical faculty, we were the top 10 in the world, no? At that time. These two faculty were very well recognized, no? Very prestigious, no? That's like that time when we managed to get a seat in engineering faculty. You are like very prestigious. It's like you must be the cream of the nation. Because limited space, places, medicine, the whole country, the quota is only, there are 128 places only engineering, medicine. And to go in there, you have to be the whole nation top. Then they got quota for certain race or more. So for normally to go in, it's really tough, really tough. Then during my time, luckily, they expanded the engineering faculty. During my time, they got 210 seat places. I think quite a big percentage was meant for certain type of, I think certain category of Malaysian. But some Sarawakian also managed to come over because of the quota. They are called Bumiputra, but they are not Malay. Some of them are Christian, Chinese, because of Sarawak and Sabah. That one is because we had very good result. We all have very good result. I was the top student from my state, Kedah. And out of the one that came from Kedah, I think the whole state only got 4 or 5. The original that went in one was only 3 of us. Then 2 other was like, they call what, you on waiting list on, call up later. So only 5 of us. But Penang, exceptional. Penang because of Chong Ling and Han Chiang. Their maths very good. Out of the 210, they occupy almost 50. Just from Penang. That's why they have the most engineering students. Yeah, their maths are very good. They have this, what they call, very talented maths teacher. But all of us that enter MU Engineering, our maths are very good. Our mathematics, we can close the eye and walk into the exam hall and just do, no need to prepare. And we can really do maths, like no need to refer to anything. Just go in. Oh, we still got half an hour. Okay, what about you all? How you view things about this topic? What is life? Who are you? What are you? Do you believe in rebirth and all those things? I feel funny, you know. You all never interested in all this one. When I was young, I was very curious about this thing, and I probe. And I want to understand. That's why I can understand life very well. I can understand the rebirth theory very well. Even though I not like Mahathir, read a lot. I don't read that much. I do read, but I don't read that much. I normally receive things that comes to me naturally. Then now with the internet, the last 10 or 15 years, I did use the Google and all those things to find out things that I want to find out. But I seldom go and search for things, because the truth that I need, the understanding that I need, somehow they come to me. Like I used to tell you, the teacher come, the guy come, the book come, everything come. So that's the way I learn. Then later on, with the advent of the internet, I saw how my children used. I also try to go in. Then I only go in once a while when I need to check certain things. Because sometimes certain things about science, technology, or even religion, in order to understand other religion better, sometimes I need to go in a Google to understand what they teach or what their religion is all about and all those things. Pass to Yuen Chan. Yuen Chan.
I think most of us are very curious about ghosts.
Oh, okay. That is a good topic. So, what do you think? Ghosts exist or not? Exist, huh?
We will go around and find out, what's going on about, this ghost appear here, or this story, stories.
Do you know?
Very keen about that.
My ancestor is a ghostbuster. Hey, Zhang Tianshi, you haven't heard of Zhang Tianshi? Zhang Tianshi, he catch ghosts one. He is Tio Zhang. My surname one. Zhang Tianshi. You haven't heard, you heard before. So he's a ghostbuster. He's a ghostbuster. He's very famous. Ghost scared of him. And my ancestor got a few very good ones. Do you know that Zhang San Feng? Wu Xia Pian. Tai Kek Zhang San Feng. Also my ancestor Zhang one. Hui is very rare. So the Hui ghost also very rare. Zhang on a lot. That's why he become a ghostbuster. Okay, coming back to ghost, you start. What is your experience? What do you think? Ghosts exist or not? Have you encountered any?
No, only just read a lot about it.
So, why is that curiosity in you?
That curiosity, because it's something mysterious, something that we can't see.
Oh, you can't see.
People talk about it, but we can't see it. So there's a lot of interest.
So what do you want to know about ghosts? Because you are curious, isn't it? So what is it that you want to know about
ghosts? Whether it really exists or not. Whether the ghosts
they already answer you. Every year of them experienced it before. you're very lucky. You haven't experienced them. Just now. Oh, yes. A lot of nodding head. You didn't really. Now I ask again. How many of you have experienced ghosts? Put the hand. Of course not direct. You think you got heavenly eye, can see direct. But your encounter means you really encounter their energy and all those things. Understand? No? You're not sure. Then tonight go back and... that day in the car only you told me you heard them outside your room. Of course, if you can see them, then they are not ghosts. They are ghosts because you can't see them. You maybe share the story first. Come. Let us share the story first.
One time.
Not one time, recently.
I mean, there was one time I came in from a retreat.
Yeah, la, recently.
I think
la.
The same
not
quite,
long,
quite
not
time.
Too long.
1 year
long. One year is very
so I think
recent.
In the evening, I was usual in my room, aircon on, reading handphone. Then I hear my second hall, my dining hall, like got party ongoing, you know.
Oh.
Cannot be my neighbor, got party ongoing, like very noisy, and you don't want to mix with the party. You close your door, you are inside the room like that. Very loud, people talking, music, you know.
Yeah, so and the whole house, she alone stay only, you know.
I stay alone. My one side neighbor got two kids, but
outside the master bedroom, she stay, like
my
got party.
Not around. My neighbor
like
not
got
around.
Party going
yes.
on, no.
Yeah, got party going on. Very noisy, music, I said, cannot be, So I somehow I'm brave, I go open my door and peep, lor. I sure know it's nothing, but I still go and open the door.
Yeah, he wants to confirm.
I close, I go back to my room. I think no more. Then I think few days ago, I sit in front of my altar and meditate. 2 days later, meditate. Wow, I feel scared, you know, for no reason. Never encounter this also.
Yeah, the fear come. The eerie thing.
Feel scared. I don't know scared of what, but I never experienced all this.
Yeah, it's the eerie vibration that you encounter.
So I stopped my meditation. I jump up. Nothing. Go back to my room.
Luckily, so, you got the Buddha there.
But brother, I meditate in front of the Buddha.
Yeah, in the Kwajin.
Then I just kia lo. I don't know gang much.
Sometimes they want married. Stephanie, they told you they want married. That's why if you don't give, like King Bimbisara, cannot sleep, and I.
So I came out. I stopped my meditation. So thanks God, only one time. Then after that one, no more.
Yeah lah, they don't disturb you because you don't know how to give hint. You don't know how to transfer marriage, share marriage with them. Okay, now Han. Han want to ask something. Yeah. Push all the way up.
You mentioned about ghosts. Do you see with the physical eye or the mind that see it?
Depend. Some people can see with the physical eye because most of them who can see, they are past life from the Deva plane or from that plane which is the non-human realm. Then they retain some ability. I have met people who can see. And they can see them like they see you. It's very easy. There was one boy in Singapore. Later on, he became our quite close to us because he liked to visit us. When he was young, he got this group of friends. Actually, they are ghosts. He played with them. He talked to them. Then the mother very curious. I said, boy, what are you doing? He said, they are my friend. I'm playing with them. So the mother also let him. The mother thought he's something not right. Then he has this ability until he was, 18 years old. No? Then later on after that, he don't see them anymore. After he grew up, he don't see them. Then you know what happened? There was one day he said he want to come over to Malaysia to invest. Buy property. Well, property ringgit very cheap. Our property cheap, and the value of money also so cheap. In Singapore, landed property, you cannot afford. It's sing million one. Here, landed property at that time, he was trying to buy my friend's neighbor, 100 over 1,000 ringgit. Oh, I say 3 times the value, divide by 3, sing 50,000 can buy one landed residential property in Singapore. You have to pay million. So he came down, he wanted to buy. Then one of the Tamil friends with us, we went to her house. Then he tell him, he said, my neighbor want to sell. Actually, the husband just passed away. So we actually explained to him that he's really keen to sell, because like really want to sell. So he was very excited. He said, what's the price like? So how must I negotiate and all those things? So he get ready already. So we took him across. Then when we went over, we all seated. He also seated next to the seller. Then my Kayamita friend who stayed next door started the conversation. Then introduced, then talk, then say, we heard you want to sell and he's keen to buy, yeah, he's from Singapore. So, can I let you all start the negotiation? So the lady who owned the house was trying to like explain why she wanted to sell and how much she wanted to sell and all those things. Then this Singapore guy sit there, like freeze, you know? Cannot even say a single word. No? Then we say, what do you think? Are you kidding? Then I saw him like that, I said, never mind, we let him consider. Then we come back to you later. He immediately said, yes, go. So went out, went back to the house. We asked him what happened. You all crazy, he said. Do you know the husband was next to her? He said. He warning him. You don't even think about it, he said. He was freeze. this is the one really can see one. There was one Kayamita, I don't want to say who. We were there. Then downstairs, somebody was using the toilet. So I need to use the toilet also. Then I say, you don't mind, I use your upstairs one. Yeah. By all means, you go. As I move up the staircase, very strong warning up there. You know. That type of vibration. Then I knew already. I didn't panic. I read it, metta. I say, I don't mean harm. And may you be well and happy. Whoever you are, I say, I just want to use the toilet. But I understand you are in no mood to allow me to go out. I respect your decision. I will move down. Then immediately, that type of very negative type of vibration cease. Then I come down. Then the Kayamita said, but you're so fast, ah. I said, never mind. There are a lot of these things around. I tell you, you don't play a fool. That's why when I travel, I'm very sensitive, I know. But I don't mean to offend them, but I understand they are there before me. And most of these people, this being, you must radiate love. That's why you must have metta. You don't think, oh, you cultivator, you Buddhist, you very special. Of course, your virtue will protect you. But sometimes in the existential rhyme, they are not Buddhist, understand? Then sometimes even if they are Chinese, they can have the traditional, what they call, Buddhist type of mentality. But they don't understand nature's law. So to them, when they are in that emotion, they will think differently. So when they perceive things with negativity, they really feel threatened, then they want to like retaliate or attack you. Because you didn't know they exist. And you don't really like pei min, you know. How to translate English? Pei min. Hobin. You didn't give face to them. Acknowledge is a very mild word. It's like you think you very very big shot, you just go in. Actually they are there before you. You cannot just bump into that place. It's not to say they harm you or don't harm you. How many of you were at this Joyce house to watch that video along with the God? Jin Hao also there? No, you are not there. Who else? Oh, you also there. Two of them only. You know what happened? There is this vengeful ghost. Remember? That brother? The brother of the fireman? Because this one is full of anger, hatred, and very vengeful. You know? Even the angel cannot count him. You know? The angel tried to catch him, cannot. You know? He ran everywhere, then finally managed to use the spiritual rope to tie him up. But then when he saw the mother were like taken advantage of by that police guy or the army guy, he got so angry. the spiritual rope also burst, and he created tornado. You don't play. When they get angry, it can be very violent. He didn't die. He very good die. Oh, that one is his hatred, not anger. He hate the good friend because he told the other friend to call his this lieutenant, I don't know what his sergeant, immediately his immediate boss, thinking that the sergeant know what to do. No, because it's promotion next month. Next month. So that's why he said, but the sergeant thought he died already. But the sergeant didn't know he hasn't really died. That's why he was very unhappy. He was very unhappy. So because of that, he become very vengeful. He want to take revenge. Yeah. And this ghost and spirit, they really have this power. So you don't make them angry. Yeah, Yun Chan, yeah.
We went to Penang and we met up with this you. He was telling about his experience. He was sent to Taiping for work. But when he went, then they normally give him a house to stay. So when he went in, he felt he was all right. Then, but when he went to the back room, he felt very eerie. Then he's very good in metta, so he started sending metta around.
Yes.
Then after that, he knew there's something not right, so he went to try and check with his colleagues what actually happened, but they all didn't want to tell him.
Then what happened?
Later he found out the previous tenant was doing his post. The father committed suicide.
Oh, no wonder.
In the room. Mm-hmm. There. So he went back and he spoke to the spirit there. He said that I have no choice. This house is given by the company for this day. I've been here only for 2 years, so we live together. We know that you are here. Yeah, it's okay. We live together.
Yeah, you must talk to them.
He spoke to them. Spoke to the spirit, and then he kept sending metta. He sent a lot of metta.
Yeah.
So then slowly
didn't disturb him anymore. Yeah, but you must know how to communicate with them. It's very easy to communicate.
But he got talking to this spirit, and the spirit explained what happened. What happened and why he committed suicide. I can't remember the story about how why he committed suicide. But he was there. So, and he cannot, he still, even though after committing suicide, his spirit is still there. So he started teaching him Dharma, the spirit Dharma. For 2 years, he was teaching him Dharma and then doing metta. Then by the time his 2 years up, he said goodbye to him. He told him, don't go. The spirit asked him to stay. He got company with him. But he said, no, I have to go back. Family is all in PJ. My contract is up.
Oh, okay. So finally, did the spirit follow him?
No. he said goodbye to the spirit. Okay, that was closer to the date. The spirit said, I want to show you my form. He said, no, I don't want to see. But anyway, the ghost still showed him.
Yeah.
And so he said, wow, very ugly.
Yeah, they have this type of fearful form.
But he was able to communicate, and his metta was really good. He could send metta, and they lived existed together.
No problem. You know how to communicate. It's no
every
problem.
Evening for him to come home, you know.
Not a problem, because if you know how to communicate, actually they are no different from any being, except that you cannot see them, but they are born into this formless realm. They don't have a physical form, but they got a translucent body. Energy field, translucent. So if they are not angry, emotional, or if they don't have any problem, they are like normal. Normal. You can't feel them and all that. But if you suddenly go into their space, straight away they will react first. It's like human being. If you, let's say, stay in the house or you have a shop, and suddenly somebody you don't know come in, and because they are formless and non-human, this guy come in, cannot see him, then started doing all those funny things, what will you do? You will sure react and you will sure like warn them. If you come in some more, I'm going to call the police or I'm going to whack you. So it's the same, similar. So what you need to do is when you feel them, you are sensitive, you straight away silence your mind. Never fear, never panic. Then silent and express your metta. May you be well and happy. Whomsoever, knowingly or unknowingly, that I have caused any mistake or any misunderstanding, I would like to ask for forgiveness. I understand you are here before me. Then like the friend did, he said, my company sent me here. But if you stay in a hotel, you must tell them different things. In our society's law is such, if we pay for the hotel, we have the right to stay for the night. Then we understand you are here before me. You have occupied this space. You are most welcome to stay. And you can, I hope you can help protect this place. Then we can coexist in peace. Then they will not disturb you. They will understand you. Then you must continue to read it. May you be well and happy. Then if they are Buddhists, you can say, may the blessing of the Triple Gem be with you. Otherwise, don't. If they are Christian, may the Lord be with you. Oh, hallelujah. Because sometimes they are very sensitive, so you have to understand. So you can just read it. Then it reminds me of the same story. You know PK, PK, the wife is Nancy. You know, he was a civil engineer too, my senior. He was posted to Hong Kong many years back. That time he used to tell me a lot of this story. He said, this ghost thing, really. He said, my wife and me encounter, he said, when you were in Hong Kong. Because the apartment was so small and all those things. But because he was an expat there, so he got this unit also haunted. Somebody died inside. But the wife, surprisingly, the wife was more tough than PK. PK got fear. But the wife, I think, he knew. Then the wife talked to the ghost. But he didn't use the Buddhist approach. He like king so on. Gong Wu. He said, you don't disturb me, I will not disturb you. He said, if you disturb me, I will get the fatsi. Somehow it works now. He said, you are from Malaysia, not a little one leong chan. And he said, the company put us here and all those things. He said, you don't disturb me, I will not disturb you. He said, you have your space, I have my space. Like that also can work. So you don't have to worry, because you know why. They don't have a physical form. They cannot harm you. If you don't have fear, they cannot harm you. But you have to respect them, because they also, like us, trapped in the form and mind. Then sometimes these are random of consciousness. It's not really them already. But it's just this consciousness haven't dissolved. So they still hold on to the anger, the hatred, the fear and all those things. That's why they can create that type of very eerie type of energy. Because their random of consciousness or this peta, they are in that rhyme, you know, with that type of vibration. You know. So they can actually, like the vengeance ghost, oh, they can become very violent and they can cause that energy of the surrounding to become very eerie. Even in the Therakuda Sutta, the Buddha mentioned, they are around. You see? That's why you must do all those few things. Recall to mind and radiate love and metta, share merit, transfer merit to them and think of them. When you think of them, they feel good. Otherwise, they get angry with you. He said, now, after I pass away, you forget about me. Especially your mother-in-law. Don't play a fool. So sometimes all this, to me, is not really relevant to the Dhamma. Because the Buddha's advice is what? No? Don't ever get yourself involved with all this non-humans and all those things. Unless you share merit, transfer merit. But the medium and all those things, or try to like go and ask the spirit for umpa-e-call, you don't play a fool. You will get yourself in deep trouble. Well, these people also, in return, they really come after you. They say, I can help you. But you have to, like some of the ghost story, the spirit of the banana tree. You heard of it or not? So they go and ask for 3-digit, 4-digit last night. Get into trouble. A lot of them in my hometown get into trouble. They go and put the dog blood. They go to the graveyard and ask for the number. Then the ghost tell them, you strike already, you must come back here and offer and marry me. A lot of this type of thing. So sometimes the medium also. a lot of. But don't get yourself involved. You can share merit, transfer merit. Keep your virtue. Keep your precept. That one will protect you. But if you have the Dhamma, you will know what to do. And you seldom encounter them actually. You only encounter them once a while, and maybe because of certain circumstances. But have goodness of mind, goodness of heart, metta. That one will help you. Then talk to them. Communicate, talk to them means no need to know whether they are there or not. As long as you can feel that there is something there, means they are around. Especially when you are mindful, aware. Wow, so fast, 10:30 already. Okay, I just wrap this now. When you can sense, you just do what you have to do. Radiate metta, talk to them. Then it will be okay. No worry. But if you travel outstation, the best is whenever you travel, before you start traveling, pay respect, triple jam, then talk to your devas and Dhamma protector. Or the home, the house spirit, sometimes your ancestors' spirit around. Ask them to protect the house. Then thank them for whatever they have done to help you look after the house and all those things. Sometimes all this help. Then as you travel, if you sense something, like you pass by certain places, you can feel something. Sometimes there are these beings who really need the merits and all those things. You should read it. You should transfer. Because we have our virtue already. When we are a cultivator, our 10 meritorious action, we accumulated a lot. Then through the Dhamma, we have a lot of understanding. Dhamma understanding and merits. And your precept. And you meditate. You develop the straightening of you, you listen to Dhamma. All these are meritorious actions. So at any one time, you have great field of merits, and you can share and transfer to them, yeah, whomsoever, seen or unseen, known or unknown, yeah, whoever that has the condition. May this merit be shared by all. May all beings be well and happy. Well and happy. Yeah. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then may the blessing of the Triple Gem be with you. Yeah. May you have good life, good birth, and all those things. So as long as you redeem all this, then sometimes you share merits with the devas. Sometimes I go by forest or what. Then, sometimes even residential area with all the trees, the big trees and some of these plants, you can feel them, actually, their energy, their flow and all those things. Then when you read it, Akasata, Chirpumata, Devanaga, Mahindika, you can feel their joy or no. Oh, straight away. Then you know they are around. Then sometimes I give Dhamma or what, I can feel them around. No? That's why sometimes you see when I end, I chant Akasata a few times, especially at the retreat there. Then there is also occasion where when I was delivering the Dhamma and all those things, then sometimes I was at home. Then the rain very loud, thunder pouring and all those things. Then during that time, most of the time is I contemplate, I reflect, and a lot of Dhamma understanding arises. Then all of a sudden, this type of rain, non-stop one, very loud. Then every time I chant Akasata Chupumata, louder. Then when I stop, slow down to normal again. Then I try again, again the thing start. And Wu Ping Ching said that very often. Very often. Very loud one. Especially when I share that type of Dhamma. Not for the human realm. I realize a very, very loud one. The way the lightning until two or three times the electricity trip. Then sometimes before I even start, they already knew. The moment I share merit transformation, very loud up there. Very loud. Then you can feel their joy and all those things. So a lot of these way places we go to also, you can feel them. That's why you must have even the recent Fan Jing San, that temple, the whole way place there is so beautiful, the nature, the energy, everything. Especially that Maitreya Buddha there, the Golden Buddha. Jing Fo Si. We walk inside, remember? Then the monk took us around, show us around, then let us meditate in the Ta Tian, Ta Xiong Bao Tian. Then after that, show us the Golden Maitreya Buddha. So Maitreya Buddha got two types. One is the Dhamma one. What I saw that came in the year 2008 is the Dhamma one. Not the one with the big stomach one. That one is the worldly one. Putai Hersang. Okay, enough. Sadhu. Why we go and talk about ghosts? You just... So don't worry, go back, sleep well. Okay, let us share merit, transfer merit, then invoke blessing for the nation, then you make your aspiration. Akasata cha pumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakkhantu lokasasana. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabe deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhya idang menyatina hotu sukita hontunya teyo idang me nyati nang ho tu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang ho tu sukhita hontu nyatayo deo asatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadu sadu sadu. Okay, pay respect to all the worthy ones, then we end.